This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. David Fair with you on a Thursday, and every Thursday I get the opportunity to talk with Russ Collins. He is the president and CEO of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and he is my resource for all things movies. So glad to talk with you again, Russ.
It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure, and we're very excited about the lineup of films. And we also have instituted some additional safety measures that we hope are generally pleasing to folks. As of tomorrow, we're going to request that folks demonstrate that they've either had a vaccination or they've had a recent COVID test. If you're under 12 or if you've got a medical or religious exemption, we still want you to come. We're going to take your temperature and have you wear a mask. We also encourage people to wear masks at this particular time. And all of these policies are temporary based on the fact that we've got this Delta flare-up. And
that's going to be with us for a little while.
Yeah, and I hope it's not that long. Some say that we're coming to the peak of the Delta variant, so it could be weeks rather than months before it starts to recede significantly. But the future will tell us that. We certainly don't know that right now. But the idea is to make the experience of going to a theater as safe as possible. And
still enjoyable.
And enjoyable, exactly. Enjoyable is the key word here. I am particularly excited to be able to say that we have some Broadway-type events coming to the big screen at the Michigan Theater. We have Stephen Sondheim's musical from 1971, Follies.
And you're a big fan.
I'm a big fan, yeah. We performed this locally, live on stage, for the Michigan Theater's 75th anniversary. Now, that was quite a while ago because the Michigan Theater's centennial is just a few years away. But it was quite a production, and this production by the National Theatre of Great Britain is also a spectacular production. And it's going to be on Sunday, September 12th. You can get tickets right now. We will soon have tickets on sale for David Byrne's American Utopia. That's going to be on Friday, September 17th.
And you're a huge David Byrne fan, I know, from the Talking Heads, right?
Yep, David Byrne from the Talking Heads. He's performed live at the Michigan Theater two different times, and he is a spectacular performer.
Did you get to meet him?
Particular show. Yeah, American Utopia was very, very well reviewed on Broadway, and it was captured by Spike Lee, who's one of my favorite filmmakers. So between David Byrne and Spike Lee, American Utopia is sure to be a spectacular event. We're looking forward to doing that on September 17th. And then the movie version of the Broadway hit Dear Evan Hansen is going to open at the Michigan Theater on September 23rd. We're also doing a secret special screening. Unfortunately, it's just for University of Michigan faculty and staff, but that's going to be coming up early in September. So there should be a lot of buzz about Dear Evan Hansen in the community.
I can't possibly think that far ahead to September 23rd. So what's opening for me tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we're opening a film called Together, which is a British film directed by Stephen Daltrey, who did Billy Elliot, The Hours, and The Reader. He was actually nominated for Best Director Oscar for those three films. It stars James McAvoy and Shannon Horgan, and it's about a couple, a family, they actually have a child, who are working as best they can to survive the pandemic in terms of their relationships. You know, I think that their relationship kind of was on edge before the pandemic, but the pandemic has really brought conflict and also the need to create some kind of resolution as part of the dramatic piece.
Boy, that is a story that is going to resonate for a lot of folks.
Absolutely, and this film is both hilarious and heartbreaking, as you can imagine. So go check that out. That opens tomorrow. And then tomorrow we're also opening Free Guy. This has been playing at the multiplexes a couple of weeks, but we're bringing it because the University of Michigan and Eastern Michigan University students are filtering back. We think this is going to be a good film, an enjoyable film for them to see. And it combines a clever concept of a sweet, self-aware, and charming cast who are actually a part of a video game. It stars a very compelling actor, Ryan Reynolds. And he plays this bank teller who is engaged by an avatar for one of the inventors of the game, and the code from the game was stolen. That's the whole backstory. But it's got a lot of really interesting special effects. It's very sweet. The audiences love it. Critics loved it. 81% of all critics loved it, and 95% of all audiences love it. It's a lot of fun. It's been drawn favorably. It's been compared favorably to Ready Player One, The Truman Show, and The Matrix. So
that sounds kind of fun. And Ryan Reynolds is just funny. So I will certainly enjoy that. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. On the other end of our phone line is Russ Collins, the president and CEO of the Michigan Theater. And what about CODA?
Well, CODA is a film that we opened last week. And CODA is a musical term, but in this particular case, it's an abbreviation for Children of Deaf Adults. And it's about this young woman whose parents are deaf, and actually her brother is deaf. And they have a fishing business in Massachusetts. And they're, she's growing up, and she discovers that she has a really significant musical gift and is really embracing it and is encouraged to do that. But obviously her parents and her brother can't appreciate the gift that she has being deaf themselves. And so it's a family drama about this, misunderstanding. So it kind of resonates just with every family that has a teenage person in it. This one is interesting because the disruption, the lack of understanding, comes from because of the nature of the gift of the teenager and the nature of the parents' life, which they've lived their whole life very successfully in a deaf world. Marley Maitland plays the mother, and Tony Kotzer plays the father. And this film has gotten great, great reviews. Our staff saw it at Sundance. We were going to bring it to Cinetopia. Obviously, those things change, but it is getting a very limited theatrical release, and we're very happy to be one of the few places in the country that's playing CODA on the big screen. Go check it out. It's definitely worth seeing.
I have not gotten out yet to see this movie about Aretha Franklin. How's it going over locally?
It's going over extremely well. It's gotten good reviews and great, great audience response. In fact, everybody that I've talked to, even some very critical film folks, are enjoying this film tremendously. You know, it's a two-hour movie, and you can't do everything in somebody's life in a two-hour movie, so you have to condense it. So a lot of choices that people have to make, that filmmakers have to make in condensing a story in that way, creates a certain kind of controversy, but I really think it captures Aretha Franklin's personality, her gifts, and her spectacular nature. Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin.
And singing as Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah. She's great. And Forrest Whitaker plays the father, and Marlon Wayans plays a boyfriend. Audra McDonald plays her mother. Mary J. Blige makes a really spectacular appearance in the film. This is another
Yeah, it's earning respect everywhere, not to be facetious.
Exactly. It's a great film. Go check it out. 9 Days is another film that's doing quite well. It's a very small independent film, but it's gotten great reviews, and it's essentially about these people that are in a kind of purgatory, except the purgatory of entering back into the world. The souls of these people are going to be inserted to new infants, and they're essentially trying out for it. And this film,
there's a metaphor to be had about today's world.
Yeah, exactly. But it's gotten really great reviews. So you definitely want to go check out 9 Days. It won't be around much longer. The film that opened the Cannes Film Festival, Annette, is still playing. It's by Leo Carracht, and it stars a couple of well-known actors. It has the great French director Marion Cotillard, great performer Marion Cotillard, and then Adam Driver. They play a couple that are struggling. They're both artists, and it's got a musical score by the Sparks Brothers, so it's a very, very unusual and interesting piece. And The Green Knight is another film that we've been had for a while. And the documentary on Anthony Bourdain, Roadrunner, is a film that people are liking. It's hanging around because people enjoy it.
Yeah, as long as people keep going, it'll be there.
Yep, absolutely. We're concluding our classic series. We have our final summer classics this Sunday, Young Frankenstein. We're concluding our Spike Lee retrospective with Clockers on Saturday. And we're concluding our Studio Ghibli series with The Wind Rises on Saturday as well. We've got a lot of new stuff going, and we just opened a Alfred Hitchcock series, and this week it's Strangers on a Train, so go check it out.
Can't miss with Alfred Hitchcock, that's to be certain. Thank you so much for your time, Russ. I do appreciate it. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on Thursdays on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.